Welcome back to One Drink In. It's Chloe and Nilu, guys.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? Episode 50. This 50. Feels like a milestone.
I know. That is a milestone.
I know. Wait, cheers our water.
We literally both drinking water.
Cheers.
Dang. Cheers. Do you want one of these dark chocolate butter pretzel nuggets from Trader Joe's? Nuggets. They're actually so good.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
I did just get some things that have kind of a combination of that. I'm making the yogurt bark that's trending. Greek yogurt, peanut butter, mix it in, and then you sprinkle some granola, chop up some Reese cups.
And then just freeze it?
And then freeze it and cut it into bark, and it's like a healthy, sweet option. I'll probably make that tonight. Yeah, she's over here eating her little
pretzel yummies. You'll probably hear me chewing, guys. I'm trying to stay away from the mic.
ASMR channel.
No. You're like I'm a loud chewer.
No, you're not a loud chewer.
I
would tell you if you were a loud chewer. Because you know, like, sounds trigger me sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you're not a loud chewer. You're actually a very quiet chewer.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds so loud in my head.
What's something that triggers you?
Oh my God. This is bad to say because I feel bad saying this. And then I get paranoid. So tell me if it is. But, like, I also don't want to. I do want to know the answer. When people have that, like, grandma breath. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
It's like called something.
Okay.
Don't tell me you have it?
No, you don't have it. Oh my God, no, you don't have it. No, it's a lot of times people that take Adderall have it.
No, you don't have it.
I have it sometimes because I can taste it. And
no,
I'm like, ooh.
No, it's like a thing. It's like a disorder. Not a disorder, but
that's like has to do with your insides, like your gut health.
And it's like, I can't even hang out with that person if they have it. It's that bad. It's really bad.
But it's also one of those things that's like, you can't really tell someone. No. They have to be like self-aware. But I do think a lot of times people can't help it. Because I know because as far as like I'm on Adderall. And if I take my XR and my IR, my breath is different either way.
I don't think it's the same thing because I've never noticed it off of you. It's called something. It starts with an H.
Yeah, but it's literally like. I think it really has to do with their, like...
gut health?
Think about, like, when you brush your teeth and, like, you can... It's your hygiene, but also I think it stems from deeper than hygiene.
Right, yes, right? I agree.
It's not like you can put mouthwash in and then you just get rid of it.
I'm Googling bad breath disorder. It's not a disorder, you guys. I'm sorry if you have this. Halitosis.
So how do you... How do you fix halitosis?
You guys, if you have halitosis, this is what you need to do. Here are your options. Mouth rinses and toothpaste and dental disease treatment. I don't know. I'm like
I also think that's something
that
like people are super like self-conscious about anyway.
Yeah, like I always want to have like minty breath.
I feel that.
And like flossing. Like I love flossing.
I actually do love flossing. I did not and like
tongue scrapers.
Yeah, those are a game
changer. I've probably talked about tongue scrapers before, but like I am everyone needs
girl.
A tongue scraper and they're like $8 on Amazon. You can get like a copper one. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah,
and you're supposed to tongue scrape first thing in the morning so you take off all the bad breath that came or bad breath all the bad bacteria that came up while you were sleeping that like comes to your tongue. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night. In the morning, the first thing you should do is tongue scrape before you even drink water, because otherwise you're just swallowing it back down.
Interesting. I will say, what if somebody's in my face in the mornings? Absolutely not.
I hate waking up next to someone and like think of morning breath.
Like,
leave me alone for 2 seconds. Let me go.
Yes,
tongue scrape
there.
And floss and brush my teeth, and then we can hang out.
I'm still at the point where I like literally will sneak out of bed and go get ready and go clean myself up and then get back in bed and be like, hey, oh, sorry, I just woke up. You didn't see me here. Yeah, but that's one thing. I dated a guy once and he would like wake me up by kissing me, and I was just like, please get up, please get out of my face.
Yeah,
like that.
And they
want to
start making out in the morning. No. I'm like, what? God, it's always guys. I don't know any girls who like initiate making out in the morning.
No, but I do love
morning
sex.
Yeah,
but like we're not looking at each other.
No,
we're not
doggy
making out like,
or side spooning.
We're not
faces
doing
do
actual
not need
activity.
To be. Yeah, like
okay. Well, glad we got that out of the way.
Sorry, guys. I really hope I don't offend anyone with halitosis. You also, I feel like you're someone who would share a toothbrush with a significant other.
So it's interesting you say that.
because do you?
I don't. Like, I never have before. However, more recently.
You have.
I didn't have a toothbrush because I'm always
Finger toothbrush.
No, I've told you I've always been like, remember when I left my toothbrush at that guy's place?
Yeah,
like,
and then he got weird.
I like to go and get a toothbrush or take a toothbrush with me. And this one situation, I left my bag in my car. And it was a, you can use it before me. And I'm like, you know what? At this point, like, it feels like there is fur growing on my teeth. You know, like, I just like, no. My makeup is gross and crusty. My hand smells like...
ew, semen.
Gross. My hand smells like sweat and wiener. And I I just want to brush my teeth, okay? So...
I just think of those the bristles going into someone else's teeth, collecting food particles, moving them around, and not fully cleaned off, and then you using it on your teeth.
It's funny what grosses us out and what other things that we do. Like, or you're like, oh, I can't share a toothbrush.
But what else? And then I suck a dick.
Literally.
Well, moving on from fetishes. Just kidding.
Moving on from fetishes. Have you ever dated a guy with fetish?
Not like a weird fetish, I don't think.
I feel like we've never talked about this.
Have you? I'm trying to think the weirdest, like, nothing that would be like, likes to pee on you or like, you know what I mean? not anything that I would consider.
Have you known anybody that has had somebody that's dated somebody with a fetish?
I feel like I'm sure I have, but I don't know. Have you?
Nothing that's like really weird out of like a little butthole play.
But
like,
that's normal.
That, okay, thank you. That's normal. Mm-hmm.
When I think of fetishes, I think of...
yeah, very specific.
Needs to...
wants a foot job or like...
yeah.
LA is the place for it.
It's definitely very open here. I feel like nothing is like... nothing shocks me.
No.
You know what I mean?
I feel like at one point in my life it would have.
Everything is like... everyone's so open. There's like...
yeah.
Whatever.
We're not kink shaming. Just to be clear.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I think people are more open to whatever here.
I just have been kind of... I feel like lame lately. Have you ever done poppers? Do you know what poppers are?
I don't think I know what poppers are.
They're like, okay, so there's a couple different ways people use it. Some people will do it when they're like partying. I don't know what it actually is. It's basically chemicals. You literally sniff it.
Oh.
It's not good for you. It's like, it's a lot of times the ingredient is used in like leather polish or like nail polish remover.
Okay.
Room, like it's not, it's like a chemical.
That's scary town.
But you can buy it at like sex shops.
Oh.
Like, you can buy it.
Okay, so what's it do?
So basically, you just open it and you sniff it, and it gives you, like, a head high and rush. Mm-hmm. But some people use it at, like, parties or, like, raves or whatever when they're, like, out and drinking. And then other times you can use it for sex. And I think it's supposed to, like, relax you or something.
Oh.
I did it at the Rolling Stone party. That was, like, Super Bowl weekend.
I think I ate mushrooms that night.
I did. Yeah, we definitely had mushrooms that night. Yeah,
but the mushrooms made me feel like I was a porn star that night. It was very strange.
Really?
Like, I was very comfortable in my own skin.
I mean, I think that's what mushrooms are kind of good for.
Yeah.
I am, like, obsessed with mushrooms.
There is a new Netflix documentary.
How to Change Your Mind.
Have you actually watched this one?
I downloaded Netflix just to watch this.
Okay. I just started watching it.
Same.
But I'm not because, far you know, into it yet. I love supporting like a mushroom documentary. I think it's all like education too.
Just about mushrooms.
It's about LSD, which I think is so interesting. I just started it, but if you guys are mushroom people, definitely should tune into that.
Yeah.
Educate yourself on it because I think it's really fascinating so far.
Yeah. And I've talked a little bit about this, but I've been microdosing for the last... almost 5 or 6 months now, like pretty consistently. And I would say mushrooms have completely changed my life. I struggled with PTSD for probably 4.5 years to the point where I was like, I can't live like this with these types of thoughts all the time. It was becoming to a point where I was like, what do I do? I can't live my whole life like this. So I started microdosing. I did Schedule 35 as the company. I'm trying to see if I can get one of the founders to do an episode with us and answer, because people ask me about microdosing all the time. It's basically rewiring your neural pathways,
right,
to like thinking differently. This was the first thing that ever helped my PTSD.
I also, to go off your like neural pathways, like it helps to rebuild and restore your neural pathways. And so when you're using the same neurons every day, like when you create habits, these open up different pathways. I just listened to a podcast. I'm actually finishing it. It's Into the Multiverse, and it is talking about an individual, and she's been on Adderall, and she's weaning herself off of Adderall into mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And she talks about, you know, obviously the effects of being on Adderall long term. And so you're not able to think creatively, and you're not able to think properly for yourself. And so she talks about her entire journey of getting off of Adderall and then transitioning into mushrooms as like, which is eventually where I would like to get to continue, because I do love mushrooms and whether
I think
it helps.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have like this, not necessarily negative, but just they think mushrooms, they think shrooms, tripping.
Yeah,
people are thinking that it's like that intense every time, what they see in like what you think of shrooms.
Yeah,
it's such a small dose that you don't have those weird effects to it, but it's working behind the scenes kind of to like rewire it. But we'll bring him on. I think
that would be awesome if we could get some mushroom people up in here.
Yes, because I definitely don't know all the technical stuff, but I just know from my own experience it's changed my life. But I do think mushrooms are going to eventually become way more normalized and legal and the next thing, almost like the next weed.
So mushrooms
providing a lot for you guys
forever.
Okay, what else is going on? What else could we update on?
I think I get the ick for every boy.
You get the ick?
Yeah, I just get the ick so easily.
Why?
I don't know.
Icks weirdly have not been bothering me. Like, I think I used to get I used to get the ick very easily. And then I realized the things that were actually giving me an ick were so minor and small that I'm like, who is this person? Who is this person as a whole? How do they make me feel?
I'm not talking like I get the ick because he tripped. You know what I mean? I'm not like that petty where I'm like, oh, he has a nose hair. I actually will get the nose hair. Fuck that. I more so I'll get to a certain point where I'm like, I'm just not attracted to you anymore. And mm-hmm. I'm not sexually into you anymore. And that's like what I mean when I say like I get the ick. I don't know. Maybe part of it is that I get bored easily too with people. I could want to like this guy so badly. On paper, everything checks mm-hmm. the boxes. He's all good. But for some reason, I'm just no longer sexually attracted to him, and I have the ick, and I don't...
It's not like one thing specific. Like, I guess when I associate an ick, I'm like, oh, you don't like the way he does X.
Yeah.
You just say you lose interest really easily.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't really vibe with your personality anymore.
Got it.
I'm like, when am I going to find someone that I don't get the ick for?
At least you're decisive.
Is it?
I think it's good if you're decisive and if you have movement on it and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm not, this doesn't serve me.
It's a Sagittarius thing, though.
I definitely don't think it's a Sagittarius thing.
No, because my friend is a Sagittarius and she says she's the same exact way.
Well, I'll support you in your astrology.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's it. I think you're just you're a very adventurous person.
Sagittarius are adventurous and they're always seeking adventure.
And I mean, I think there could be some need to be challenged. Truth, but there's also like, I also don't believe that everybody gets put into 12 different boxes.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I think there could be some truth to it for mm-hmm. sure. But I think it's just how your personality is, because you like adventurous people.
Yeah. My personality definitely aligns with Sagittarius. That's all I'm saying. I saw a TikTok that I think is very true. It was Bella Starry. What's her name? Anal Princess Bella. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, everyone knows that broke dick is the best dick because rich guys don't have time to like put in all their effort and treating me in the bedroom. But like broke guys don't do anything. They have the energy. So broke dick is the best dick.
Do you agree with that statement? I don't know. I could agree with it.
But
I don't want to agree with it. Because I don't want
to. I'm trying to think of like the richest person that I've hooked up with. And compared to the least rich person that I've hooked up with?
I think it also depends their profession.
That's true. Athletes, I think, are the only exception to the rule mm-hmm. of broke dick being better.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes can be rich and good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the coordination. They've got the, you know, endurance. Yeah, like, that's different. They're getting paid, basically, to do activities. So that's the only exception to the rule of broke dick being the best dick.
Because like they're not like a tech guy that's sitting at a desk all day.
And then like
in meetings, they're literally like sweating their dicks off all day. Businessmen want quickies. Athletes want endurance.
They want like a performance.
Broke dick will give you performance. if you want just the performance.
They can give you emotional support.
Oh, so yeah, sorry, affection. They might be able to give you affection too.
But you might have to be a sugar mama.
Honestly, I think that'd be fun, being a sugar mama.
I don't mind doing it.
Like, I like to give gifts.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with the guy.
No.
That if he's not making...
I don't either.
Well, but it's nice to have this other way around too.
It definitely is. But I'm like, if I'm making significantly more money than they are, I actually don't mind to take him shopping or like to go to dinner or like to surprise him with whatever. But also I would like a little bit of that in return.
Yeah, I think if I am fine with money, I don't need, mm-hmm. I'm not worried about money, whatever. Like I'm doing good. I have whatever. I don't mind.
No.
Treating someone, yeah. Spending it on them, whatever. And if they're maybe like a little bit not on the same level, it's fine if they like can't do it all the time. Maybe it's because I like younger guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, I don't know, because I also do love being spoiled and I love being treated.
Yeah.
But I also don't mind.
I like being spoiled and treated. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like both work, but I'm good with both. You know, both have their purposes and time. I think if I really had to pick though, I would prefer equal or him being a little bit more, yeah. Because I feel like then it comes down to insecurity and whatever. Totally. I think the only time I'm okay with being a little bit of a sugar mama is if he's significantly younger.
I would agree. And I feel like they do say a lot of times that people won't, like younger guys will like pursue, will not like go into a relationship, or like guys won't commit if they're financially not at the place where they could support you, essentially. Which yeah. is, seems very backward. Like, I don't care about that, right? Like, I would date somebody and I'm independent enough. I'm like, I've paid for myself this long. But I know that sometimes that can stem and like lead yeah. to people being like younger guys not wanting to get into a relationship. Or
that's true.
Or maybe they're just don't want to be in a relationship because they're young.
Yeah.
When we only dated younger guys. I think about that often.
I still believe this, that like if he's significantly younger, he needs to have his time to, no matter what they say, totally. They want to date, they want to have a relationship, they need time to experience stuff, grow, and then get to a point where they're like, yes, I'm ready for a real yeah. relationship. But if you're dating someone who's like 21, 22, they have so much shit that they still need to go through. Like, I don't want to be with the person that I was with at that age.
No. But I think as long as you're aware of that, and I think we didn't, I mean, I never had anybody that was like, don't get in a relationship when you're young, you know, like don't, or yeah. like, don't expect it to maybe be the person you marry. Sometimes it is the person that you marry, right? But like,
I just feel like the 20s, you have to like date so around different. And you're meet so people different. And what you want at 23, 22, whatever, is going to be so different than what, oh like, God. You don't even know yourself at that age yet until you're, even now, I still feel I have like some growth to do. I can't imagine, you know, finding the person I think I'm supposed to be with at that age and then expecting both of us to grow together. It works for some people, obviously, but for me, I was just like, I don't know.
I think like my younger relationships, I like the person I dated mm-hmm. in high school and the person I dated in college, like I can't imagine marrying them now.
Yeah.
Because we are such different people and we had different paths and we yeah. always knew it. And so like, I think at that point, just take it for like the memories and the experiences that we had. But like, I can't even imagine what that would grow.
No.
Because I am such a different person.
I agree.
How do we get here?
Younger guys.
Here we go again.
I don't know. What's in, what's out?
Roommates are in.
Roommates are in?
Roommates are in.
Why? Tell me more.
I mean.
Thank you.
Roommates have always been in. But I feel like, especially now, being in your like late 20s, early 30s, I still think it's okay to have roommates. And I think I've
come to term with it. Is this specifically for like guys or for everyone or certain ages?
I think, honestly, for either, I'm okay with. It's just like, people are hustling here. People are, yeah. what, you know, depending on what their profession is, etc. Like, roommates are in.
It's okay to have a roommate it's at okay. 30 or whatever age.
But that was a stigma for a while of like, you can't be like in your late 20s and have a roommate.
Okay, what about, this is like, oh, yeah. he's a 10, but okay, no, what if what if he's a 10 in his late 20s, but his roommates are 22 and 23?
Then he's a 4.
Oh, okay, so his roommates have to be a certain type of person.
They need to be similar to him. Or within the same profession, within the same situation, age, whatever.
Yeah. You think
three 30-year-olds living together is normal.
If they're entrepreneurs.
So there's a lot of like,
but yeah, yeah.
There's like, it's only okay if the place is nice, the age is good, they're all the same age.
Right.
It's, yeah, no. Yeah, I think it depends on the situation. You know what I mean? Like, if he's 30 living in a frat-style house,
right.
A little...
Very different.
But if, like, it's a nice place and they're sharing and, you know, LA's expensive, I'm like, that's not for good.
But, like, okay, Chicago. I feel like people right out of college would move to Chicago, mm-hmm. and then they would stay in, like, Lincoln Park with three of their roommates forever, right? And they would have a house or whatever. And I think at a certain point, then you need to figure out and get on your own. Because at that point, it's affordable, I think. Chicago is way more affordable than here. Like, every guy I know has a roommate. But that's my in. Roommates are in.
Roommates are fine. Yeah. I also feel like, yeah. Roommates, were they? So they were out, I guess. I didn't know that.
I think after a certain age, they are. I also lived by myself for 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought, you did like the reverse situation, kind of.
I was like, oh, I'm ready to be independent on my own, whatever. I can do this. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, I actually like having a roommate.
And it, see, am I your first roommate? Oh, no, you had Briar.
Yeah, I had Briar.
Okay, okay.
Briar was big shoes to fill.
I know. I'm like, fuck, I don't know how I'm doing.
What else is in?
Comfy, comfort. Everything comfy.
Comfy comfort girl.
Comfy girl. Wearing sweats on dates. Bringing your sleeping stuff so that you have your toothbrush and your eye makeup remover. And just being comfortable.
Yep.
First date, go for it.
I think we're at the age, like, just kidding, it's totally fine. If they're getting freaked out by that, like, you're a human being.
I like having my shit. I like being comfortable.
I do too.
Okay. But I would say, like, clothing-wise, I love baggy. Baggy for sure is in for me. Especially pants.
I'm a big set girl. I'll just wear sets everywhere. Sets and sweats.
Yeah, matching sets, like, and sweats. Sweats.
Can never have too many of those. You can
do anything in sweats.
Literally. And I don't feel guilty at all. I don't miss wearing heels.
No.
Especially out. Like, I do not miss wearing heels out.
I can't. Yeah, I used to be a big heel girl. Not heel, booties specifically.
Yeah.
I only really wear booties, which I still am, but like, if I can wear an outfit with sneakers instead, way better.
Way better. Way better experience all
way,
around.
Way, way, way better.
Yeah, I'm really a comfort girl. What else is in? Therapy's in, but therapy has been in.
I'm not like a big therapy girl.
Why?
I would love to have therapy if it was a therapist that I vibed with. I just really haven't, I don't know. I just think it's really hard to, it's like dating. I think it's like dating to find a therapist that works with you. It's a time commitment. It's effort.
Maybe development is the right word.
I think finding a therapist.
Finding what is your therapy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think therapy, though, it's not super accessible. It's not an easy thing to get. It's not affordable. Why? I mean, think about it. You have to do your research to find a therapist.
It is hard to find the right therapist.
Finding a good therapist is hard. I have had therapists that left me feeling like shit because their approach just wasn't what I needed at the time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, it's defeating. You find one that doesn't work, so then you have to find another one. Not everyone has the time to do that, and like, not everyone has the resources to do that. But I don't think therapy is a bad thing. It's not like I'm like anti-therapy.
I think if you do have the access and you do have the ability,
I think,
and you have that luxury, I think it is healthy. I do think it is hard to find the right therapist, but as far as resources go, like psychology.com, and there are multiple websites that will walk you through a curation of the type of practice that therapist does. Because I think that when I say therapy, I really mean development of, like, you have a problem, let's find a solution. We suppress a lot of our emotion, or we maybe talk to our friends about it and we get their biased opinion. Yeah. Or we talk to our family about it and get their biased opinion. And so we kind of have a lot of different opinions, and it's hard for us to form our own. Whereas, like, it's good to go and find an unbiased, or to educate yourself on the situation at hand. So maybe what's in, and when I say therapy, is like whatever your therapy is and how you're going to, like, develop from the emotion that you're feeling.
So for me, mushrooms. Just kidding.
So yeah, for you it's no, mushrooms.
But I mean, I think there's definitely benefits to having therapy and whatnot. It's just definitely not like it's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
There's a girl who does In and Out lists all the time. Her name's, is it Eli or Ellie?
Ellie
Rallo. Yeah, Ellie. And she does these In and Out lists that we love. And they're really funny.
Answering FaceTime calls and cleaning your room.
In or out?
Crafting text in your iPhone notes.
Wait, what's the FaceTime and cleaning your room?
It's out?
Answering FaceTime calls and cleaning your... And having a clean room.
Oh, like it's okay to answer a FaceTime call and it be messy?
Judging other people as a hobby. Sleeping in is out.
Sleeping in?
Yeah.
I agree.
It's so nice to wake up at like 6:37 and be
productive and just get shit done.
Make myself get out of bed and throw myself into the workout even though I'm half asleep, and I never regret it. So,
and just having time to get stuff done before work, just waking up and like pouring myself a glass of water and having time to just like drink it and squeeze a lemon and add my blooms into it and drink water in the morning and not be rushed and like
enjoy it.
Oh, the term cunty. I like the term cunty.
I love the term cunty.
Yeah. I remember
why does everybody get offended by offended?
Offended by
why does everybody get cunty. By cunty?
By why? The word cunt?
Why does everyone?
I think cunt and cunty are different though. Cunt is a little aggressive. Cunty is cute.
Cunty is like a nice version of cunt. I think it's like the new urban bitchy. Cunty is the new bitchy.
Yeah, it looks like an urban.
Cunty.
Let's look up new words on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no. Cunty is amazing. Sexy, iconic, epic, never been done before.
So cunty is like the new main character. Let's do a segment. New words.
Let's do a segment. Okay, got it. We're doing a segment, you guys, in case
segment
you didn't
know. To go off
it's
of.
It's called Urban Dictionary Words. New word
called,
of the week.
It's called cool words that are happening right now. Okay, cunty is one of them. Recession dating is when you go on a date with someone you're not interested in, but you get a free meal due to the state of the economy. It's for the economy. Oh my God. A passenger princess. A pretty girl that has no other job but to look pretty in the passenger seat while her sneaky link slash boyfriend slash significant other drives.
Ugh, I love when guys drive
I love
me.
A passenger princess. Raw dogging life. When you live your life without drugs, medication, or etc.
I am...
You're raw dogging life.
Raw dogging life. I love, like, I just wake up every day raw dogging life. Anxiety, PTSD, depression, and all. A little bit of mushrooms. I guess if I do mushrooms, is that not raw dogging?
A leaf blower. What do you think leaf blower is? Take a guess. It's not what you think, but take a guess. Think of what a leaf blower does.
Blowing shit away?
Yeah. So it's like a person who's making their problem everyone else's problem.
I did actually think about, like, I'm like, leaf blowers just take stuff and move it
and
elsewhere.
Move it around I'm to like, somebody. Okay, last word. This one's like actually gross. So.
Just say it.
It's called vabbing.
Wait, vabbing? Vaping? No, vabbing.
You would think, right?
Vabbing. So, vagina babbing. Vagina. What's abbing? Pabbing, mabbing, labbing, cabbing,
it's not
stabbing.
The abbing isn't a different word, but it's the idea of vagina and something else.
Okay, what?
When a woman sticks her finger in her vagina, puts the juices behind her ears to attract a guy and get laid. And I was like, ew.
Wait a minute. Is that a thing?
You want to use it in a sentence? Girl, I tried vabbing last night and had the best fuck of my life. There's no way that works.
Yeah.
It's like a scent.
Yeah.
Ew.
Think about when you're in your period and there's pheromones or something and it like makes guys more attracted to you because they can like smell it without smelling it.
Okay, we're going to stop on that point. We'll have more for the segment.
Babbing.
We'll have more for the segment next week.
All right, you guys, that's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. 5 stars, duh. And then as always, you can find us on Instagram at onedrink.in, on TikTok at onedrinkin, and we'll leave everything else in the show notes. And
we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yeah, that's what I said.